Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Thursday. Thursday afternoon, the House of Representatives votes to continue their never-ending fishing expedition slash witch hunt. Again, the reason for it is they just can't find a candidate to run against President Trump. All right, well, we'll see how that one all winds up. Oh, I had mentioned to you that our pal Emily Morrissey needed, 55 more likes on her Facebook page to get to 1,600. Well, now it's only 45. So you want to help me out here? I just want to get Emily's bracelets to the next stage. That's 1,600 likes on Facebook. Okay, we can do this. We absolutely can. And she's got a whole bunch of brand new stuff coming out for Christmas. She's going to be appearing at a Christmas show. I'll give you details on that as we head through the afternoon. Well, Tuesday is Election Day. And I think there are many of us, frankly, going to be really happy that it's all over. Now, I don't know if we're necessarily going to be happy with the results, but leading up to this, boy, oh boy, oh boy, it has been, it's been a fascinating series of discussions, to say the least. Henrico County is, for the first time in 20 years, right, going to elect a new sheriff. Mike Wade has decided that he's going to step aside. And there are three folks who are running. Bob Mattson is the Republican candidate, and Bob is joining us. Bob, thanks for being here.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us. So for folks who have been looking at this race, we've got the current chief deputy who, if I understand correctly, had signed a pledge to be a Republican, then decided she wasn't a Republican, so she's the Democrat. There's an independent, and there's you who's running on the Republican ticket, right?
That's correct.
All right. So give us a little insight here. Why are you running, and what's going on at the sheriff's office that needs your attention right about now?
Well, I think what we can do is contrast the experience between the three of us to make an informed decision, I think. And I know my independent opponent was on your show the other day, and I know he said that he worked at the city sheriff's office from 1991 until 2001. And was responsible for the computerization of the agency. And I just think that, you know, going back to 1991, computers were significantly different than now. And I don't know that experience is relevant to what we have today. He doesn't have the up-to-date experience with interagency databases and such that are so vital for information sharing in law enforcement today.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he managed the jail's finances under Sheriff Mitchell. And I know that's before your time in Richmond, at least I believe it is so. But if you Google Sheriff Michelle Mitchell and fraud, you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. But at the time, there was actually a federal investigation of the sheriff's office in the city for fraud and mismanagement of the canteen funds. And I'm not implying that he had anything to do with that, except that he, by his own statement, was responsible for the administration of the finances in the city sheriff's office during that time when it was so poorly managed.
Wow.
So that's something that I think should be taken into consideration. And I just don't think that his... You know, he retired in 2001, and I'm not sure that experience from, you know, a couple of decades ago is as relevant today as some more recent experience should be. As to my Democrat opponent, she's kind of hard to nail down. She hasn't answered all the media inquiries and questionnaires and such and everything, and I don't think she's showed up for all the interviews, but she does like to talk about her experience as the jail administrator currently, which is her current position. And when you look at the sheriff's office in the last 3 years has spent $9.8 million over budget in just the medical costs. That's not total over budget. That's just the medical costs. This year alone, 2019, they're $4 million over in medical costs. That's not really something that I would be boasting about when running on.
Right.
Just 5 years ago, the office was at 100% staffing. Now they're routinely around 60 positions open. In fact, earlier today, I heard that three more deputies left. one of the claims that she makes is that she has a plan to increase recruitment and retention. And I would ask, well, why isn't she doing that now? That is her responsibility now. And if she has a plan, why not implement it to prevent this staffing crisis that they have?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, all of her experience is inside the jail. That is an important aspect of the office, but it's not the only one. She's not a certified law enforcement officer. She's completed a jail academy, but not the full law enforcement course, and that leaves a very narrow perspective. She'll see things from the inmate's perspective, but hasn't seen it from the outside. And that's where I can be differentiated, I think, with a much broader base of law enforcement and leadership experience.
Right.
I've seen inmates not only as the offenders in jail, as I put them there, but also at the time of arrest and through the court process. But most importantly, in 23 years, I've spent a lot of time at kitchen tables with crime victims, and mm-hmm. they're often left out of this equation. I think that we talk a lot about rehabilitation because that is so important, but we can't forget about the victims of crimes either. And I've seen that in my 23 years of experience.
So one of the things I want to ask you, Bob Manson is joining us. Bob is the Republican running for Henrico County Sheriff, military background, has spent his professional career for the most part with the Henrico County Police Department. So you're telling me that Chief Deputy Gregory, who was the Democrat nominee, is not a certified law enforcement officer?
She is not a certified law enforcement officer. She's a sworn law enforcement officer by function of the code, being a deputy sheriff. In other words, she has the authority to make arrests and enforce the law because the code requires that. But she has not completed a full police academy. She's completed the jailer academy and the training required, for the jail, but not outside of that.
Well, it's fascinating. We're talking a lot about what we can do big picture to make sure that people do not visit the Henrico County Jail, east or west, more than once, right? We do want to rehabilitate people if we can. We want to get them off of substances upon which they are dependent. But at the same time, as you point out, there seems to be, in large part, I don't want to say a willful ignoring, but there seems to be at least a passive ignoring of the concerns of the victims of crimes, the people who are preyed upon by the people who are guests of Henrico County Sheriff.
Yeah, I think they do get left out of the equation all too frequently. And that's, on the other side where I've been, that's the first ones I usually come in contact with, right? As a career detective, I usually meet with the victims before I develop a suspect and make an arrest. And so I hear the stories and I hear how it's affected them. So that will never be out of my mind when doing the job. I mean, again, you still have to rehabilitate the inmates because they're going to come back out into society, and we're all better off if they come out as productive citizens rather than going back to a life of crime. But we have to remember the concerns of the victims and do what we can do to help them as well.
Tell me a little bit about the medical cost. You referenced that a moment ago, and I'm pretty sure I just saw a story about some of the, I guess, alternative treatments that some of the inmates are able to receive.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised about this myself. I recently had to confirm it because at first I didn't believe it, but they actually offer acupuncture at the jail and acupuncture therapy for the inmates. Now, inmates are entitled to certain medical services legally and ethically. I think, you're required to do that, but
right.
I don't think they're entitled to concierge service and, treatments like acupuncture therapy. The deputies themselves can't get that. The county insurance doesn't cover that. But if they were an inmate, they could. And I think that's one of the things that contributes to these excessive medical costs, that we're by far the highest medical cost per inmate in Central Virginia and the fourth highest in all of Virginia.
Wow.
Out of every facility. And, the numbers, it's over three times what Chesterfield spends per inmate on medical costs. And that's just not fiscal conservatism that I like to follow.
Right. And you said that Chief Deputy Gregory says that she's responsible for overseeing the medical services.
Well, she is in her position as undersheriff. That's, by their own policy, she is the jail administrator responsible for the administration of both of the jails.
Hmm.
And she's campaigned on that she's you know, the chief operations officer responsible for the budgeting and the operations of the jails. And I just think we can do better than we are currently.
Fair enough. Well, listen, Bob, I appreciate you taking time to be here. The election obviously is Tuesday. For folks who want to learn a little bit more about Bob Mattson and your thoughts for the sheriff's office, website, events coming up.
Yeah, my website is MattsonForSheriff.com. That's all spelled out, Mattson for Sheriff. And I'd also just like to point out one final thing that, you know, I was unanimously endorsed by the Henrico Fraternal Order of Police, which to me, that's the biggest endorsement I can get. It's the men and women that actually do the job that are saying that they want me as their new leader. And I really appreciate that. And I think that's speaks volumes. But MattsonForSheriff.com and Mattson for Sheriff on my Facebook page as well.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's a big vote of confidence from the FOP. Bob Mattson, I appreciate you being here. We will talk again soon. That is Bob Mattson. He is the Republican seeking the office of Henrico County Sheriff this Tuesday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.